My guest on Book Notes this month is the astrophysicist and best-selling author Mario Livio, whose paperback edition of his book Why? What Makes Us Curious? Has come out recently from Simon & Schuster. It's lovely to welcome you back, Mario, and thank you so much for having me. So of all the myriad curious people that you highlight, I have to quote one of them, Noam Chomsky, who says that he's curious as to why you are interested in curiosity, and of course so am I.
Yes, that is a good question, actually, because I'm an astrophysicist, neither a psychologist nor a neuroscientist. But I've always been an extraordinarily curious person, always. And about 5 years ago or so, I just became extremely curious about curiosity itself. I wanted to understand, you know, what happens in our brain when we're curious, why some people are more curious than others, and so on. So I spent the last 5 years or so reading, you know, almost any research I could put my hands on in both psychology, neuroscience. I interviewed many, many researchers in the field, visited labs, and the end result was this book.
So tell me about the four major strands of curiosity that you highlight.
Yeah, so it's not me, you know, it was done already by people before me. There is something that's called perceptual curiosity. This is the curiosity we feel when something surprises us, when something we don't expect. We thought we knew it, but, you know, we really didn't, and things like that. Then there is something called epistemic curiosity. That's the curiosity that drives all basic research. It drives the best works of art. You know, this is when we really ask why and want to understand things. Then there are two other types of curiosity. One is diversive. That's what young people do when they are constantly on their phone, trying to basically check for text messages. This is the word of boredom, more or less. And finally, there is specific curiosity. Then, you know, when we wonder, what was the name of the actor in last week's movie, you know, and so on.
So what is your line of curiosity?
Well, mine in terms of work has always been epistemic. You know, my work concentrated on trying to understand the universe. But of course, everybody feels the other types of curiosities in different times. You know, I've been surprised many times. I very often want to remember something which I just cannot remember, things of that nature. And sometimes I even look at my phone to check for text messages.
So of the myriad people that you explore in the book, was there one that really stood out for you?
Well, Leonardo always stands out. Leonardo da Vinci, I mean, is such a person. I mean, you know, there is no subject he wasn't interested in or curious about. I mean, in the sciences, in the arts, in, you know, why the sky is blue, what is the length of the tongue of the woodpecker, you know, all kinds of things like that. There was only one topic he wasn't interested in, and that was politics. And this was very wise of him because he lived at the time of the Borgias, which basically executed everybody who was interested in politics. So he actually, on the other hand, managed to get funded by them. So he was clearly very clever.
This is a book that explores curiosity. Why? What makes us curious? It has come out in a paperback edition now with Simon & Schuster. It's the work of astrophysicist and curious best-selling author Mario Livio. You can find out more on his website, which is mario-livio.com. Such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.